The latest news from Washington, where parents who lost children in the Sandy Hook shootings are knocking on doors on Capitol Hill, trying to convince senators to pass some sort of gun control legislation. At this point, even getting a bill to the Senate floor is in doubt after Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he would join at least 12 other senators in a filibuster. On the Senate floor this morning, Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy dressed them down.
How can we talk to Americans and say we won't even vote? We don't have the guts to stand up and vote yes or no. We want to vote maybe. Tell that to the families in Newtown, Connecticut.
Margaret Tallev of Bloomberg News starts us off. Margaret, what's going on there in Washington? What does the feel like with the parents there? They hitched a ride on Air Force One with the president yesterday after you gave a speech in Hartford.
Hi, Robin. Yes, and it was certainly very emotional imagery. The White House wanted it that way. They liked it that way. They made sure all the photographers had enough time to scramble out of the vans before they all boarded the flight. Not only did they board the flight together, but President Obama escorted, waited for each of them to ascend before he went behind them. It was a very gentle moment and meant to convey all of the imagery that you could imagine with something like this. So the White House is looking to maximize, to harness the emotional impact of these people who've gone through this unimaginable tragedy, and these family members are on the Hill trying to have essentially discreet conversations with members in the Senate whose positions they hope to sway. And so it's very early in their effort. We hope to know more as the week goes by, but at this point they're urging everything from, you know, this is what we want, to, at the very least, please don't stand in the way of a vote. And that's what they're asking for.
Well, what do they want? And by the way, when it comes to seeing images of them on Capitol Hill, it's heartbreaking. We saw this on the 60 Minutes piece this past Sunday, them standing there holding pictures of their children as, in some cases, legislators just walked right on by. In other cases, stopped and had a tear. But what do they want? Because we've been hearing that a ban on certain weapons and large capacity magazines is completely off the table, and there might be a chance of a compromise on expanding background checks. But what are they pushing for?
That's right. What the, you know, these are a dozen family members who all have varying points of view, but what they're consensus is sort of coalescing around is the idea that there should be not just expanded but universal or near universal background checks at a federal level. Connecticut is now has done this at a state level, but if it's just state by state, there'll be, you know, bigger holes in the sort of fabric of the effectiveness of this. And so they're asking for this to be done at the federal level, and that is what the essence of the compromise that the bipartisan negotiations that Senators Toomey and Manchin are now involved in. The latest from them today is that they are closer to a potential deal, but we still know only the broad contours of this, that there would be an exemption for family, some sort of exemption for family members to pass on guns from, you know, father to son or whatever.
Or hunters to be able to loan guns. They would be exempted as well. But, you know, Margaret, the Republicans who are vowing to filibuster any vote on any legislation, what are they saying?
Well, what you just said. You mean how do they justify it? Because
exactly.
They don't want more gun, because they don't want increased gun control. There's a couple lawmakers to watch, but one of the most interesting will be Senator McConnell, who, of course, has got to run for re-election, but also is leading a Republican contingent in the Senate that is divided. There are a number of interesting Republican senators who are open to expansions of gun control, and many of them will be dining with President Obama tomorrow night. You've got Johnny Isaacson. You have many Republican lawmakers to watch. So there's not unanimity within the Republican caucus about, you know, filibustering or saying no to expanded gun control. This is a very much open and active debate, and Senator McConnell is going to walk that line between minding his own political concerns and leading his caucus in a way that reflects their own differences and divisions.
That's Margaret Tallev of Bloomberg News with the latest on the gun control debate. We'll throw this in. The newest CNN poll says people are not happy with the president is dealing with the issue of gun control. 45% approve, 52% disapprove of his handling of gun control. We'll see how it unfolds this week. Margaret, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.